Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting second, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third, the center fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bob Oliver. Batting seventh, the catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rich Severson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Fitzmaurice. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third, the right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Angel Manguel. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Dick Green. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 0. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Oliver moves to second. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson spins and fires to second, and Oliver is picked off. Two outs. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Green reaches second base with a double. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobson for the out. Green moves to third. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Athletics, 1. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Severson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Severson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severson is 0 for 1 in the game. Severson strikes out. One out. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Fitzmaurice reaches second base with a double. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Floyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fitzmaurice moves to third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fitzmaurice scores. Floyd moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Knoop now playing second base. Angel Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. Gene Tenarche now catching. Larry Brown now playing third base. Rick Monday now playing center field. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Dobson covering, for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Hendrick now playing left field. Diego Segui now pitching. Dwayne Anderson now playing shortstop. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fitzmaurice is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Floyd is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Davis moves to third. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis scores. Brown moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche takes first base on ball 4. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver. Green reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Tenarche goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Royals. Ted Abernathy now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Hegan, and towards Green, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 7-4, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Palfari moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Royals. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palfari scores. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Royals. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tenarche hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 6. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Kurt Palfari now playing left field. George Hendrick now playing center field. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Palfari. Noop reaches second base with a double. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abernathy strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Floyd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick bunts towards the mound. Abernathy juggles the ball. That's an error on Abernathy. Green moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Dwayne Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson is walked intentionally. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Bulfari reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Hendrick scores. Anderson moves to third. Two runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 7. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.